Friday are the two big items of the day today. At DougStefan.com, you can get little info on both of them. And maybe in this hour, if you play your cards right, you can get information on both of them as well. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, now Chef Louis DeAngelis joins us as we celebrate Thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, Rich has posted something important. I think, Louis, you might take advantage of this because you may need to learn how to cook a turkey. First thing you have to do is obviously buy the turkey, and then you need to take a glass of wine, a little drink of that. Then you have to stuff the turkey and then have another glass of wine. Then you have to put the turkey in the oven and have another glass of wine. Then turk the basty, wine in the glass, get another, ponder the meat thermometer, glass yourself with pour of wine, bake the wine for 4 hours, take the oven out of the turkey, floor the turkey up off the pick, turk the carvey, get yourself another wattle of vine, set the sable and pour yourself another glass of turkey, say grace, throw up, and pass out. That's the recipe.
Sounds like a good day to me.
Sounds like a plan.
Hey, Doug and Chef Louie, I thought maybe this would be a good time to interject a little bit about our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because we have asked what your favorite part of Thanksgiving is. So maybe this can give Chef Louie a little guidance to help us out so we know what's most popular.
Yeah.
Now, not all of them were food dishes. Kim said leaving and returning home. That's her favorite part of Thanksgiving. Janet said having all of her family around the table. Robert said turkey. What else? And then he said, ooh, gravy, or just talking to friends and others. So vote for turkey and gravy, Louie. Steve said sitting around with my family, looking at each one of them and reflecting how lucky I am to have the family I have. In no way, shape, or form is my family perfect, but they are my perfect family. Jonna said being with my family is my favorite part. Pumpkin pie, a close second. Gary smokes the turkey on the grill. He loves that. I've never tried that one. Johnny said family and corn casserole and turkey sandwiches. John said food coma afterwards. Janet said leftover sandwiches. Tyler said having family around and food. I have so much to be thankful for. Miss you, Mom and Dad. Aw. Melanie said the nap after dinner. Alex said mashed potatoes and gravy and stuffing, too. Elkie said sweet potato casserole. Susie said bourbon chocolate pecan pie. Yum. And family. Rick said the part where the eating occurs. Joel said time with family. Oh, gosh. Charles said the kids. So you kind of get the drift of where our people are going. Julie said the wine while cooking, as you referred to, Doug.
Right. Wining and cooking together.
Yeah.
All right. And Mary said equal favoritism for all those side dishes.
So check it out, facebook.com/good day. And you can give us your mommy tip as well. See if you're eligible tomorrow for another one of those $25 Visa gift cards. Meanwhile, Chef Louie is here to play Stump the Chef. 800-510-8255. Not just, I mean, we don't need any more help in cooking stuff. Most of the stuff is being cooked as we speak. So this works how, Louie? I think we've done this once before. I can't remember when. But what's the secret behind working well to try to stump you? Stump the Chef, 800-510-8255, and we need to follow the rules. So what are your rules?
Oh, there is no rules, Doug. It's just don't ask a question with your mouth full today. That's all.
That's all.
That would be it.
Ask any question. What do you normally get, though, for questions? And have you ever been stumped?
People are in the kitchen this morning, and they've got they're missing an ingredient.
Uh-huh.
Or they are cooking something new.
Yeah.
Or they need an idea for something else to go along with whatever they are cooking.
Bored. And I think the biggest thing is the turkey itself. Because I think, I don't know, for me anyway, when I would cook, the side dishes were like easy peasy. I would come up with a bunch of fun stuff, but you have this intimidating bird looking at you that could get very dry, could get overcooked. I mean, it's this big bird. I mean, nobody cooks that all the time.
The only time I ever cooked a turkey was the first year that Tony and I were divorced, and I cooked a turkey for the children on Thanksgiving. And I thought, for some reason or other, I had seen in some television show where the one of the Lassie kind of shows where mom put the turkey in and it cooked all night, so I thought that's what you were supposed to do. So I bought a turkey and I put it in the oven. And
or if your turkey hasn't defrosted, that's another problem too.
Yeah, right. How do you handle all that? All right. So what questions do you have for Chef Louie? Make them good. If they're really good, we'll give you the best question in the next 10 minutes. Get some one of the gift packs of Pure Essence Cosmetics. for Chef Louie. The number is 800-510-8255. Ask a question about something that may not be, that may be left out or may not be a part of your tradition. Jennifer, now you don't have to cook today because everybody's going out, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's the first year in a long time for me.
So, Louie, what have you cooked for your family for today? As a professional chef, what does the professional chef cook at home for Thanksgiving?
Well, Doug, we start off with an antipasto plate with a lot of, you know, Italian cold cuts, stuffed artichokes, stuffed mushrooms. I mean, that just becomes a war with the plates, like right off the bat. I mean, that's an hour and a half.
That sounds good.
Oh, and then we get into the turkey with the side dishes. My wife always makes the green bean casserole. She loves it. I make a sweet potato and pumpkin casserole with pecans, as I've been corrected over and over. Pecans and marshmallows.
Pecans, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, the pecans. Yeah. And, you know, just a lot of desserts, a lot of different sides. Grilled asparagus.
Grilled asparagus how?
Out on the grill.
Oh.
You put it out on
the
grill.
The reason I asked, I was being facetious. Some people have those Jennier grills inside the house where they cook a lot of things
that
may or may not have the same impact as what you cook outside. I don't know. Does it taste different or not?
Well, it's electric instead of gas usually. With me, I use charcoal on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I like the flavor. You know, one of the things the questions that I always get, to be honest with you, it's a technical question. You know, they'll put a turkey in the oven and they say, now how do I cook my side dishes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I time that? And that's a real problem on a day like today, because you've got like 5-6 different dishes that you have to cook besides that turkey. So I try and show people how to how to time it better, so that when the turkey comes out, you've already had some of these dishes pre-cooked the night before. That's what I did last night. I pre-cooked a lot of things.
All right.
So that becomes a problem. And one.
Okay, go ahead.
One more thing is the turkey itself. You know, all of a sudden now, the rage is these 24-pound turkeys.
Good Lord.
You gotta be real careful when you cook them.
Steroid turkeys.
Yeah. You know, what happens is when they're so out of proportion, they cook that way.
Yeah.
So you have to be real careful because they don't cook.
Two small turkeys are better then?
Yes.
How do you think they got to weigh 24 pounds? What do you think they were being fed? Come on.
Let's not ruin everybody's Thanksgiving. 800-510-8255.
All right. Janet has the first question for Chef Louie. Stump the chef time, Janet. What do you have for the chef?
Okay. My question is, in years of making turkeys, it always said to slather it with butter, put butter underneath the skin, and now it seems all the recipes are saying baste it with vegetable oil. What's the difference?
Well, the difference between the two, okay, is how crispy you want your skin on the turkey. Now, oil has a much higher burn temperature than butter. Butter, you know, crisps up and browns. If you look at it in a frying pan, I mean, it hits 140 degrees and it's black already. So if you want a good, crisp skin on it, the best thing to do is to mix it.
Oh.
A little bit of oil, a little bit of butter. You'll melt it down and use your basting brush. Don't use a baster.
Okay.
And, yeah, every 15 minutes to last hour or so, get in and baste it with that butter. Because what happens when you mix butter and oil, the oil encapsulates the butter, so it actually raises the burn temperature of the butter.
Okay.
But at the same time, gives you the flavor. It's just like when you're making eggs. It's always good to put a little oil and butter in the fry pan. It gives you that buttery-looking egg, but it doesn't burn and brown, okay? That's the trick with the differences between oil and butter. But when you mix them together, you can raise the temperature of it, and it'll give you a good, crisp, brown skin on it.
All right. Good job, Janet. Thank you for asking that question, Louie. Good answer. Here's George listening to KTSM in El Paso. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, George. What do you have for Chef Louie? What's your Stump the Chef question?
Well, I've heard a lot about brining a turkey, and exactly what does brining do for a turkey?
Okay. You know, that was the rage up until a couple of years ago. Brining is when you take a bird overnight, whether it be a chicken, a duck, or a turkey, and you set it into a big vessel filled with salt. Okay, for every gallon, you put a 2 cups of
salt. And by vessel, you mean the sink, right?
No, you know what I use? You know, when you have a big turkey, I use I have a cooler that's clean that I only use it for that. And you put the turkey in it, you fill it with water, put your salt, maybe some orange juice, cut up some limes and lemons, and let it sit overnight. put a half a bag of ice in there so it maintains temperature. And what it does, allegedly, is it fills all the fibers of the turkey with more fluid, okay? And the salt helps keep it from coming out of the pores while it's cooking. But, you know, you take a 10-pound turkey, and by the time it's dressed and ready for the market, they shoot probably 2 pounds of brine into it already.
Mm-hmm.
All right? What happens is when you take this turkey that's really wet and you roast it or deep fry it, okay, you either end up burning the skin or the skin looks, you know, very pale and soft. So what I like to do is a dry brine, okay, and that is take your turkey, rub it down with a couple tablespoons of salt, okay, the night before, and leave it in the refrigerator covered with the salt overnight. By the time you get in the morning, you're ready to cook it, that salt evaporates off the skin, so it's not going to be salty. But what it does is it forces the liquids down deep into the bird, keeps the skin dry, because a dry skin is what makes a good crisp skin when you roast it.
All right, there you go. All right, sir, hopefully that helped you out. Thank you, and again, a very happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Stump the Chef. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here at 800-510-8255. Got a question. You got to be patient because Louis will get to you as we have time. We'll spend a few more minutes on this in a few minutes here on Good Day.
This Thanksgiving and Black Friday, unwrap huge savings from Sprint. Save $150 on an unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, the ultimate way to connect, capture, and share, now for only $49.99. Visit your Sprint store on Black Friday or beat the rush Thursday and Friday at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right.
Okay,
it's
like another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, here's great news from Barnes & Noble. This Friday, get the best price ever on Nook Simple Touch. It's just $59. You save $40. Gizmodo called Nook Simple Touch, quote, the best e-reader. And this Friday, you can get it for our best price, too. Only $59 while supplies last. Only at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Only Black Friday.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I couldn't cannot believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This aside, and all this will do is you're going to yell and scream, but it's worth me telling this story. The story of the cannibal cop denied bail in New York. Prosecutors say that Gilberto Valle, who is the officer known as the cannibal cop, was cooking and eating his victims, planned a Thanksgiving feast of girl meat before being caught. According to prosecutors, he told a co-conspirator that turkey alone wouldn't satisfy him this year. He was planning to eat some lady that he apparently.
So, Louis, would you recommend a mix of butter and vegetables?
Yeah.
As long as the gravy's good.
Oh, my God. Where are these people? Saying. What planet did
wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Come from. He had a co-conspirator?
Yeah.
Like there was a club?
Yeah. Who goes to that buffet? Yeah. Ew. Yeah.
Right. His bail request has been denied. His trial has been set for January 22nd. 800-510-8255. Bobby's listening to us on K57 in Guam. Bobby, happy Thanksgiving. How are you?
Half a day, Bobby.
Half a day.
Half a day.
So what question do you have to stump Louie? So far it hasn't been stumped. Let's see if you can stump Chef Louie.
Okay, with my experience, you know, roasting the turkey, I wanted to see if this... If the chef
Bobby, hold on just a second. You got to go over and turn your radio off. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. You got to turn your radio off because you won't hear us in the time in which we're giving you the info because there's a delay. So you'll become confused and so will we. So just turn your radio down. Let me talk to Bob for a second. We'll come back to you. Bob, what do you have for Chef Louie?
I'm trying to do something different this year. I talked my wife into letting me do a turducken.
Huh?
And I got it all put together, but
what's a turducken?
There's nothing in the book that says how long to cook it.
But how do you put you got a turkey and a duck and a chicken together?
One fits inside the other, the other fits inside the other.
The chicken goes in the duck first, then the duck goes in the turkey with the chicken already in it.
That's gross.
And I got it all together, but there's nothing in the recipe that says how long to cook it or what the duration is for cooking it.
All right, so what's your advice to him?
Well, first of all, first you got to remember that these turduckens are usually boneless, okay? So it's going to cook a little differently than a bird with the bone in.
Right, you got to kind of almost sew them together.
Right. So you got to look at the weight of it and try and get, estimate it at 20 to 25 minutes a pound, okay, just like a stuffed turkey. But make sure you check it with a thermometer and very deeply, okay? Go into four different areas. Do each side of the breast and then do the thigh on each side, all right? Because that dark meat cooks a lot slower than the white meat. Plus, you got to remember a duck, I mean, as far as, anybody's concerned, a duck, you don't have to overcook duck. So you're going to run into some problems there because of the juice. But You want to get it up to 165 degrees as you take it out of the oven, and check it in four different places. Both thighs, nice and deep, and make sure you check both breasts and put them, you know, get that thermometer in there good.
So 25 minutes per pound, check it in four places, and it should be 165
and
degrees
check
in
both
all four places.
Thighs and both breasts. That sounds like
is
an
anybody else getting a little warm in here?
Do I trust go to Match.com.
Do I trust the in oven thermometers, or do I use the bigger ones that you like to stab it in? Kind of,
you got to use an external. Yeah, an external that you poke it in there, because you're going to go through three layers of different meats.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you know, Bob. Let me get to Bobby in Guam. You all right, Jennifer? You okay?
We'll refer to it as turkey chest.
All right. All right, so Bobby, what question? Let's go back to you. We have a minute or so here with Chef Louie. What do you need?
I just wanted to see, from my experience, I've seen my turkeys, you know, you want to cook it evenly.
Bobby, you got the message. Ask the question. You're going to have to listen on the radio because we can still hear
that's your TV in the background, Doug.
Well, that's the main difference. We still can't really hear what she's saying. So what's the question, Bobby?
Yes.
What do you need Louie to answer for you?
I wanted to see how does he cook his turkey evenly, depending on the... on the size of your roasting pan.
Okay, how deep?
The best way to do it is to raise it up on a rack. If you don't have a rack that fits in your roasting pan, Bobby, slice some potatoes up in half-inch slices and line your roasting pan
and
lay the bird on top of that. This way you can get some even heat under it and around it.
Yeah.
That was great. That's the best one. Too bad you didn't know how to deal with the noise in the barrel. That's the best question, the best answer. Louie, congratulations. Check out Louie's recipe, by the way, on the Doug Steffen homepage, DougSteffen.com. You'll see Louie on the right-hand side, about halfway down, picture of him, and it brings you into his recipes, a collective, maybe some ideas for Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact, a collective of recipes at DougSteffen.com.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, here's great news from Barnes & Noble. This Friday, get the best price ever on Nook Simple Touch. It's just $59. You save $40. Gizmodo called Nook Simple Touch, quote, the best e-reader. And this Friday, you can get it for our best price, too. Only $59 while supplies last. Only at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Only...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
A good day. This is the live Thanksgiving program. We're live all holidays. Back with you again on Christmas morning and New Year's morning. The gang is here. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with Chef Louis DeAngelis playing Stump the Chef. You got a question for Chef Louis about things that you're cooking today. All good questions so far. Help yourself to 800-510-8255. It may be interesting for some of you to think that more Thanksgiving dinners purchased this year using food stamps than ever before. The estimate is that 42.5 million Americans on food stamps as the holiday begins. That sort of, to put that in perspective, that's equal to roughly the populations of the states of California and Connecticut combined. A 70% increase in the last 5 years. So this is going to cost to feed all of the people that are having a Thanksgiving dinner today. This is an interesting stat as well. $72 billion. $72 billion. All right, food for thought. Here's Mike in Palm Springs listening to you, KPSI. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Good Day. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, any day that Good Day is on the air is a good day,
Thank you, sir. You guys are the best. Thank you.
But by sheer accident, one year, my wife cooked the turkey upside down, and she was told that that makes it moister.
I've heard that's actually a good thing to do.
All right, Louis? So is that true, Louis, or not?
Well, you know, what you're doing is the breast is sitting in the pan drippings, so it does it does get moist. Problem with it is you don't crisp the skin, okay? And the contact of the turkey with the bottom of the pan also slows the cooking. You got to remember, the white meat will cook a lot faster than the dark meat.
Right.
Okay? When it's upside down.
Another major problem was when I went to carve the turkey, I didn't realize it was upside down, and by God, there was no meat on that sucker.
I want a refund.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right.
Okay, so you got the answer, sir. Thank you. Good to speak with you and have a wonderful day.
It's funny.
All right, so there is, this is sort of like our own version of the Butterball Hotline. Amanda, do they know how to promote That's the national brand of turkey. And one wonders, just maybe sort of as a follow-up to that statement, the local growers of turkeys, plus the big factory turkey, they grow them just pretty much the way they grow chickens now. There are some locals. I remember most all of us as we grew up knew there was a turkey farm in our town or close by. Now, I challenge you to find somebody who actually has a turkey farm anymore within your approximately like 40 miles in any direction from your house. Can you find a turkey farm? My bet is the answer to that is no.
Especially for Jennifer in Los Angeles.
Yeah. I have a Chihuahua ranch. Does that count?
No, it doesn't. I'm talking about a turkey, having a turkey farm. You know, I remember Donovan's Turkey Farm. You have them there. Well, there are a lot of them there. And as you go south from there, because they're supplying Purdue, because their headquarters are there.
Right.
Tyson.
Tyson.
That bunch. But they're all over the East Coast and the Southeast. But there's no, Louis, where you are in Florida, is there a turkey farm?
Oh, God, no.
No?
You know, the turkey farms, most of the turkeys in America come out of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Right now.
Really?
You know, interesting.
I met a few of them.
No, interesting, the phrase that you used, Doug, and this is something that's evolved over the last 10 years when it comes to any of the chicken or duck or turkey. And as you said, it's where they grow them. Yeah. And we look at animals now like produce. And years ago, you would have said where they raise them, you know, and we look down on the turkey farms, and they are. They're growing.
Growing. The reason you can find a 24-pound turkey is because the damn thing is so full of hormones and all kinds of things that turkeys normally take a year to grow from year to year, and now they grow them.
The two that the president pardoned yesterday were 19 weeks old.
Yeah. Right. They have no life to them anymore.
3.5 months.
Load them up. That's a whole thing, whether they were smart enough to dodge that. Mrs. Obama and her, the whole idea, the healthy foods for children and all that stuff. These things are not good for you. They aren't. It's just garbage. And by the way, I don't know where this all gets started, but if you were going to be true to the actual historical Thanksgiving meal.
By the way, for all of those who just called in looking for tips on how to cook your turkey, it's going to kill you today.
Yeah. Right. Well, you shouldn't have a turkey because turkey wasn't part of the original Thanksgiving.
Eel.
Cranberries wasn't. Pumpkin pie wasn't. Right. Instead, you ought to be sitting down to a table of eel, lobster, duck, venison, and stewed corn, and an abundance of beer. They made their own beer. They cooked a lot of the early food in beer.
Could you imagine eating all that stuff without beer? Ew.
I'm not kidding. Right now is nowhere close to what the original Thanksgiving meal was. I was remembering the Wampanoag Indians from Massachusetts. They are the true Native Americans, in fact.
The Wampanoag.
The Wampanoags. Where there were 90 of them at the first American Thanksgiving. They were the ones who grew and got the fish and most of the crops, and then they taught the pilgrims how to grow all of this stuff. They also had brought deer. They really pretty much were the ones supplying the food for the first Thanksgiving. If you didn't know that, now you do. And you know what they had for the most part. And then, thanks to the plague that the pilgrims brought over with them, most of the Wampanoags died after that dinner. Did you know that? They brought the plague with them, and of course there was no immunity. They didn't have, the people over here didn't have.
What happened here?
I don't know. I wish you could see my face right now.
Right.
A minute
kidding?
Ago we were just like,
very confused.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
I'm trying to give you the real roots of Thanksgiving. The Wampanoag Indians were wiped out by the pilgrims because the pilgrims brought the plague with them, and the Wampanoags had no immune system, so they all died after their first meal together.
I would rather think of them as watching football afterwards than dying.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Oh, you're killing me here. I can't wait till Christmas.
So, do you think
Jesus doesn't make it.
Do you think if the Wampanoag Indians played the Thanksgiving, let's see, it's not Thanksgiving unless we get the plague, is their answer?
Right, yeah. Unless we eat eel.
Yeah. Unless we have eel?
There's nothing more
unless
gross.
We scalp the
how do you
guy.
Cook? How do you cook?
Yeah, you must eat eel, Louie. That sounds like your alley.
It's been fantastic back then, too.
That's gross. What do you do with you? How do you cook your eel?
I usually
very
pickle
carefully.
Mine.
You pickle your eel.
Ew.
Pickled eel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've fried them before and all, but, you know, they are kind of gamey. You know, they're very fishy.
I usually eat mine with chopsticks surrounded by rice.
Really?
Yeah. No, you actually have eel for dinner? Or for Roberta sushi. Does. Sushi. Roberta does. Roberta has eel for Thanksgiving and dinner.
Yes.
Hi, Louie. You've done a fine job, and you'll join us again tomorrow with what to do with the leftovers.
Yes.
And don't forget to get Louie's recipes that are on the... let's see, the right-hand side of the homepage, you see Louie's logo just below the crowdfunding logo where we have help for you to start a new business. Louie has got his business going, and it's cooking. You get my drift? Check out his recipe. Chef Louie, thank you for being here. In a moment, a tradition of most holidays here on the Good Day program. Let me right now help you think about how you're going to look for those Christmas parties that start next week. I was invited. I don't usually go to Christmas parties. I like them, but I had a pretty interesting conversation with somebody who, Richie, has a place in Santa Barbara overlooking the Pacific Ocean, and she and her husband invited me to come to their home after we spend a day working out some business things, so I think I'll come. That'd be
very cool.
Nice way. Yeah, be a nice thing to do. I'm expecting a lot of people there will have taken care of their teeth, like I'm going to suggest you take care of your teeth. If you're kind of looking at your teeth every morning, you're brushing, and you just can't get them as clean as you want. They are yellow, they are stained, and the regular toothpaste, and even if you put the stuff into the heads, bleaches. You don't want to put bleach on your teeth. You don't want bleach in your body. You want power swabs to fix the problem of yellow stained teeth. Power swabs work in just 5 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and there's no mess. You don't have to clean up. You don't have to keep stuff in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth with power swabs for 2 minutes, and your teeth then will be whiter in the next 5 minutes. Unlike the bleaches, power swabs uses a naturally derived tooth agent. So it works on your teeth that are natural, your teeth if they've been capped or crowns, all of those get cleaned up by power swabs. So may I suggest you call, there are operators standing by even now, at 800-865-7602, risk-free. That is, you pay the normal price for the power swabs. Well, actually, you don't even have to do that because you get a 40% discount when you mention Doug Steffen, 40% off the normal price of power swabs when you call 800-865-7602. It's clinically proven. Remember, clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes or your money back. And get 40% off the normal price. Great stocking stuffer idea. You can't really stuff this. The box can't get into the stocking. So put it under the tree. And I don't think people... Would you be offended, Richie, if I gave you some of this for Christmas?
No, go ahead. That's not the like.
800-865-7602. That's the way to get your smile whiter in 5 minutes with power swabs. 800-865-7602.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, here's great news from Barnes & Noble. This Friday, get the best price ever on Nook Simple Touch. It's just $59. You save $40. Gizmodo called Nook Simple Touch, quote, the best e-reader. And this Friday, you can get it for our best price, too. Only $59 while supplies last. Only at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Only Black Friday.
This is news from KillerApps.tv. I'm technology reporter Brett Larson. It's the busiest shopping time of the year. Black Friday and Cyber Monday are almost here, and tech is at the top of wish lists. This year, mobile marketing will be big, and AT&T Mobile Marketing Solutions is helping businesses reach you with the best deals anywhere, anytime. Using mobile barcodes, QR codes, and geofencing, businesses can be sure you have the best offers right in the palm of your hand. No need to worry about finding the next power fix for your smartphone with the new Duracell PowerMat 24-hour power system. It features a wireless charging case for the iPhone 4 and 4S or Samsung Galaxy S3, a portable backup battery to keep you powered on the go, and a sleek power mat. For the reader in the family, there's the Kobo Mini, the world's smallest and lightest full-featured e-ink e-reader. The Mini features a 5-inch no-glare e-ink touchscreen that makes reading easy on the eyes, and it fits in your pocket so you can carry up to 1,000 e-books wherever you go. Never worry about losing your files and pictures again with Carbonite. Automatically backup computer files on Macs and PCs whenever the computer is connected to the Internet, featuring anytime, anywhere access so users can remotely access their files from any Internet-connected device. The gamer in your life needs the Logitech G710 Plus mechanical gaming keyboard. It offers high-speed, low-noise mechanical keys and adjustable dual-zone backlighting to minimize distraction and help you stay focused on the game. Six programmable G-keys let you record and access up to 18 game-specific functions. For more information, go to killerapps.tv. I'm Brett Larson.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Celebrating Thanksgiving, unless you work for a Hostess Cupcakes or Wonder Bread or whatever. By the way, we have the story, the Hostess story, the fact they've been granted permission to shut down. That story is explained at DougSteffen.com. Lots of activity in Black Friday will be the focus. Actually, a lot of service-oriented items at DougSteffen.com today. Supermarket guru Phil Lempert has some information on the nutritional standouts, what you can be eating that's really, really good for you, that you can find a lot of supermarkets. Some of them are actually open during the day today. But if you want to know about nutritional standards for really good food, check out the Better Living Box and Phil Lempert's Supermarket Guru Box at DougSteffen.com. And our video of the day today, remember that classic WKRP Thanksgiving episode? Let's see if Ted remembers that. My pal Ted Siller from Heidelberg always calls on holidays. So, Teddy, do you remember the WKRP Thanksgiving episode?
Was that the one where we talked about the Rocking Out by Indians and how everybody died?
No, I think you're confusing that with the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we have the clips. You don't remember this. All right, so the video of the day today, Richie, the Cliff's Note version of the... you can actually watch the whole thing in about 30 seconds. The WKRP Thanksgiving episode, 30 seconds put together as our video of the day at DougSteffen.com. All right, so what are you... You're complaining about me just giving... We learned that at Heidelberg, didn't we, in history class? Didn't... who taught us that in history class?
I think we did. Put it out of my mind, and I'm going to enjoy my eel even more this year.
All right, so now you've gotten all of your licks in. How are you doing? How's Kathy? Everybody? Ted always calls, as I said, on our holiday program.
It wouldn't be Thanksgiving unless
Ted called.
Ted called.
Right, exactly.
Well, yep. Thanks.
All right, so what are you having? Our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks how you'll wrap up your Thanksgiving meal. What's for dessert? Who's cooking, you or Kathy, or where are you going for Thanksgiving?
A combination. We are in Denver, and we're going over to someone's house for steaking stuff.
All right.
I usually leave generously. I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
But, I know there is a pecan pie in the offing. Pecan pie is my favorite.
Right, so pecan pie is his choice. Richie, what's yours?
For dessert?
Yep.
My mom makes this thing called Chocolate Delight.
Really?
It's like this chocolate pudding with cream.
All right, so Jen, what are we having? Are we going to have dessert over at
I'm a traditionalist. I have to have pumpkin something.
I have to have a piece of pumpkin pie.
Yeah, yeah. Pumpkin is my thing.
Good with ice cream. All right, so you're with your daughter who lives in Denver, and the weather is supposed to... Actually, the country is supposed to have pretty good weather all across the country today.
Except the upper northwest.
Upper northwest.
Yep.
They've had rain there, like almost... It seems like it hasn't stopped. So, Teddy, say hello. Give your wife, who's my favorite, a big hug, and tell your kids happy Thanksgiving for me. As always, lots of love to you and everybody. I'm Ted Siller with Richie and Jennifer and Doug on Good Day.
Come on, baby. You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Lyle Lovett and Randy Newman. Number one movie this week in 1995 was Toy Story.
Lyle Lovett, the luckiest man in the world.
But he was married for a while. Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, yeah.
You've Got a Friend in Me is the name of the tune. What do you remember about this? Not only the song, but the movie itself, Chucker.
What was the movie again?
Everybody's paying
Welcome to the show, Chuck.
Yeah, right. All right, let's get to the contest. Anyway, Richie, do we need some time here, or are we okay?
A little bit. I can tell you that in the video game Toy Story, which is awesome, my son and I will play it, that music runs behind the video game as you go the whole time. Okay. And after about 2 weeks of hearing that thing, you about want to throw your PlayStation out the window. Uh-huh. But it's a great game. So.
Yeah. All right, so from Toy Story, we move into the reality of whatever the movies are that are big this week. Chucker has some movie news for us in a moment. Let's get the we've started something here that actually is kind of cute, maybe a little clever if I do say so.
It's adorable.
I found 100 greatest movie insults of all time, but most of them are not airable because they're too vulgar. We have enough to last us for another week, and then we get into Christmas movies anyway, and identifying Christmas music movies. And I have been surprised, and pleasantly so, by your response to these, because I figured they were going to be hard to get, but everybody's really piled into these.
Phones are full.
And are working them over. So we have this one. We'll play one cut, and we'll play it a couple of times until basically Jennifer and Richie and Chucker get it. Listen carefully. This is one of the great insults in the history of movies.
How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
Got it.
All right. 800-510, you have to know the voices.
You know this.
800-510-8255. Chucker, you got it?
I got it.
All right, do we need to play? Well, let's just play one more
one
time.
One more time for Jen.
One more.
How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
I know the voices, obviously. Mm-hmm. Pretty easy. Mm. Hmm.
He hasn't been in the movie in how many years, Chuck?
I think it's been two.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I must have missed that one then.
The last movie he did, he co-starred Reese Witherspoon as a star. Didn't do very well at the box office. That's probably why you probably don't remember. I think he's filming a movie now, though.
All right. I want you to play one more time, Richie.
Okay.
How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
Uh-huh. Think of a man, and then take away reason and accountability. All right, what's the name of the movie? 800-510-8255. Chucker has movie news for us right after this on Good Day.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of Chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it.
It'll go.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Chucker, I noticed that these movies debuted on this date in 1997. Let's see here. Anastasia with Meg Ryan, John Cusack, Kelsey Grammer. Do you remember that? Christopher Lloyd in it. Hank Azaria.
I think it was an animated film.
Yeah, the voices of. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The Rainmaker, which had Matt Damon and Claire Danes in it. That was really John Voight, Mary Kay plays. That was a powerful movie. Mickey Rourke was in it. Danny DeVito, Danny Glover. I thought that was a great movie.
Yeah, it's good. A very good movie.
Yeah. All right. So, what do you have for us?
One bit of news: Fox has pulled the plug on its planned July 3rd, 2013 re-release of Independence Day in 3D. No reason given. I would assume that it was a tough post-conversion, or the studio didn't want to spend $30 million to do it. Although, really? If fans of 3D, Universal's still on target to re-release Jurassic Park in 3D in March for its 20th. Anniversary. Out on Blu-ray this week is Expendables 2, a very entertaining movie that I recommend. I enjoyed it
Nate,
very much.
In Minnesota, what's the name of the movie?
The Bucket List?
Well, you got one of the stars of the Bucket List, but not quite.
Yeah.
Bonnie's in Martinsburg, West Virginia. What do you think it is, Bonnie?
As Good as It Gets with Jack Nicholson.
Yes, 1997, as good as it gets. That's a very cool answer for a cool question, and you're a cool lady, so I'll give you a cool prize, Bonnie.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.